You're listening to SBS News.
Are you calm under pressure and zero gravity, open to extraterrestrial travel, and female? If so, you could be a prime candidate for the European Space Agency's first astronaut recruitment drive in 11 years. In its first recruitment drive in more than a decade, the ESA is highlighting diversity this time to nudge the agency beyond its primarily white and male roots. This year, the ESA is looking not only to recruit more women astronauts, but also people with disabilities who have always dreamed of going into space. Only 65 of the 560 people who've ever gone into space have been women. Of those 65 women, 51 were American. Tim Peake was Britain's first ESA astronaut.
We're looking to select between 4 to 6 astronauts to join the European Space Agency, which is, this is going to be great because we're looking at future missions, which will not only see us going back to the International Space Station, but actually part of the exploration program with Artemis, with our international colleagues going back to the moon and as a stepping stone onto Mars.
The ESA has sent only 2 women into space, Claudie Inure and Samantha Cristoforetti. Tim Peake says it's now trying to redress the imbalance.
Whilst the astronaut selection process is very much about competence, of course we want to encourage diversity. And ESA does not have any quotas when it comes to selecting astronauts, and therefore we simply want more female applicants because that will result in more female astronauts being selected. Back in 2008, 16% of our applicants were female, and we ended up with Samantha Cristoforetti, 1 of 6 selected. So we really are trying to encourage female applicants to apply to this selection process.
ESA Chief Jan Werner says it's important to recruit a new generation of astronauts now so knowledge and skills can be passed on.
We have astronauts from the last selection and they are still active astronauts, and I would like to see them again going into orbit, going into space. But at the same time, we need also new astronauts to secure a continuity and also to have a smooth transfer of knowledge from the one class we have already to the new astronauts.
Those interested in applying have a 2-month window from late March to late May to apply. To be qualified, applicants should have a master's degree in the sciences or mathematics field. The selection process will involve 6 stages that will test candidates' scientific and technical know-how, physical capabilities, and ability to stay cool under pressure. But the ESA says there's no reason why people with a disability should be left out of the mix. The organisation says the time has come to put disabled people into space as part of an initiative called the Parastronaut Feasibility Project. Samantha Cristoforetti, one of the ESA's 2 female astronauts, says it's the first time that a space agency anywhere has opened the application process up to people with disabilities.
We did not evolve to go to space. So when it comes to space travel, we are all disabled. You know, we all have a disability because we were just not meant to be up there. So what brings us from being, you know, disabled to go to space to being able to go to space is technology.
Tim Peake agrees technology is the answer, and the ESA is determined to find a way to make it work.
The thinking is, okay, what are the hurdles to be overcome? And there are many hurdles to be overcome, whether it's in terms of safety of the mission, whether it's in terms of developing pieces of equipment that can enable people with disabilities to do certain aspects of the job. So this whole process is just the initial stage of looking at how can we make this feasible, how can we do it safely, but with a serious intent to fly people with disabilities to space.
The other requirement for the job? Patience. The application process, agency officials say, will take around 18 months before the successful astronauts will be chosen. Alan Lee, SBS News.